today's gospel, we read that read the Beatitudes as reported by Luke. You know, in Matthew's gospel, there were 8. In Luke, there are summarized down to 4. In addition to the Beatitudes, there are 4 woes, which are the exact opposite of the Beatitudes. So let me rephrase the reading a little so that you can see better how the 4 Beatitudes and woes relate to each other. Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. And blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. The woes, that is, to be rich, satisfied, joyful, and prestige, are all things our culture says we should strive for. Yet Jesus says that the ones that are blessed are the poor, hungry, weeping, and persecuted for his sake. I don't think Jesus is saying that to be rich, satisfied, joyful, and to have prestige are bad in and of themselves. It's when life is going really well that it can become very easy to believe that everything we have is due to our efforts alone. We can tend to think that we don't need God or others. We can tend to forget about God. And it can be hard to remember that everything we have is a gift from God and that we're called to share those gifts with others. However, when some challenges come our way, like losing a job or an illness, we realize that we can't do everything ourselves. We're not in control of our lives like we thought. And it's during these times many of us turn to God and others for help. And that is why Jesus is saying that it's the poor, the hungry, and those weeping that are blessed. Today's gospel reminds us of our need for God and for others at all times, regardless of our blessings or challenges. It is by loving God and our neighbor that we will find everlasting happiness, and things of this life will pass away. But God and his love for us endures forever. So let's pray to God for the graces we need to always put our trust in him during both the good times and the challenging times, and the courage to proclaim his word to all